From the IT Lab Studios, my name is Rodrigo Leal.
And my name is Kate Golden, and you're listening to the iSchool Weekly Update. Here's what's going on for the week of February 12th, 2018.
Tuesday, February 13th. If UX is your focus area and you're interested in internship opportunities this summer, Austin-based Indeed will be giving an information session from noon to 1 p.m. in UTA 1.208. If you will still be completing school after this summer and would like to possibly share your portfolio with Indeed representatives, please email your portfolio to Eric Nordquist. Join us in UTA 5.522 at 1:15 p.m. for a research colloquium with Dr. Paul A. Navratil, research scientist and the Deputy Director of Visualization at the Texas Advanced Computing Center. The title of the talk is Visualization and Analysis at the Frontier, Leveraging Advanced Cyber Infrastructure to Accelerate Time to Discovery. Each Tuesday from 4:45 to 5:45, the Perspective Talk Series will be held in UTA 1.208. This is a weekly talk series that features local area practicing information professionals, many of whom are UT iSchool alumni. This week's Perspective Talk centers on the user experience design with speakers from Four Kitchens, LinkedIn, IBM, AT&T, and Electronic Arts. Wednesday, February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day! Enjoy your consumer chocolate. If you have an event that you would like to share with members of the iSchool community, email us at iSchoolWeeklyUpdate@gmail.com with a short description. We are more than happy to share them with our listeners. My name is Megan Pearson, and this was your weekly update.
Up next is an interview Kate had with iSchool student Dixie Hamilton. They talked about Dixie's experience so far in the program and advice for new students to get the most out of their time here.
Today is February 7th, and I am sitting down with Dixie Hamilton. Hi, Dixie.
Hello.
So I think I'll start this off by asking you to tell us and the audience a little bit about yourself.
Sure. My background before coming here to the iSchool has been in finance. My undergrad, I got here at UT a while back. I won't say how long. It's been a while. And I worked in finance for a long time and then didn't love it. Never loved it. So didn't love finance. I knew I wanted to do something else.
Cool. So what brought you here to the iSchool?
I actually ended up working here temporarily before I started school. I hated finance, and I left a previous job, and while I was trying to figure out what to do next, I was working here temporarily, and so the more I learned about UX and heard about it, I was like, oh, that sounds like a really good fit for my personality and the type of work that I want to do in the future.
Cool. So can you talk about some student experiences you've had here at the iSchool and that have sort of influenced you in your transition into the UX field?
So, there's been a lot of, obviously, class projects and just trying to take every opportunity that I can to kind of get the most out of those projects and tailor them toward what I want to do. And specifically, I'm more research-focused than design-focused, and I figured that out pretty early on. So I've tried to take as many opportunities to make things as research-focused as possible. So even in, like, for example, the rapid prototyping class doesn't usually involve research, but our group incorporated research into our project, and I think that that made ours kind of one of the stronger projects in the class because we were able to do that. And so that has really helped me grow and develop in kind of my research UX experience. And then also just trying to take the opportunity to do things on the side as well. There was a group of students that have been working on the iSchool website redesign. And so I helped with the research part of that, which kind of gave me the opportunity to experience different tools and learn new skills like card sorting and different things like that that I hadn't been able to do in classes yet.
Cool. For our listeners who may not be as familiar with UX research, can you sort of explain what you meant by that and maybe give a short definition of what you meant by card sorting?
Sure. So UX research, basically, this is not the technical definition, but when I think of UX research, I like to tell people that I just want to get paid to ask people why they do the things that they do. And so essentially, that's what we get to do is go and either test things, which I've done with class projects, like come up with a prototype. And actually, like, we had a prototype for an augmented reality app that we kind of printed out on transparency film. And we went to parks because that was supposed to be the setting for our app. So we went out to actual parks and walked up to strangers and asked them to test our fake AR app, which is very nerve-wracking, but also a lot of fun. So going out into the field and actually testing a prototype or just trying to investigate a problem and figure out, like, what are the problems that people are having in this situation? And then what can we create to help solve that?
Cool. Can you talk about some of the methods used in sort of UX research? You mentioned card sorting earlier.
Right. So card sorting is just one example. And we use that with the iSchool website redesign to try to help kind of get the starting point for maybe what an information architecture would look like, or basically how the information on our website should be grouped. So we kind of went through the entire iSchool website and wrote down the types of information that we had on there, and then asked people to basically, a piece of information is put on individual cards, and then we ask people to group them together into the kind of like categories. So we know what people think are the topics that should go together. So that's just one small math, one example.
So you've talked about some student-focused experiences. Have you had any experiences that have really helped out with your professional growth in the UX field?
Yeah, I actually, you know, like I said, my background is in finance, and I'm actually currently working in finance still for a charter school system here in Austin. But I've tried to take every opportunity I can to incorporate UX into my job. And so that's something that I have to take initiative on. And so, for example, we identified that there was kind of problems with our budget templates, and we have to get non-finance people to use these budget templates, and it had been really hard for them in the past. And so I asked my supervisors if I could do interviews, and so I actually went and interviewed 10 people that have to use them, and we've kind of redesigned it based on what I found in those interviews. And so even though my role isn't officially in UX, I've definitely found ways to incorporate it into my current job so I can keep developing those skills.
Sounds like it's useful for a more holistic view of anything. It's not just limited to websites and apps.
Right, for sure. And that's the great thing about UX is, I mean, everything is designed, basically. So you can apply UX in any field. That's why our field is so interdisciplinary and easy for, you know, someone with any kind of background to still be able to kind of transition into the field and contribute, is because you can apply it to anything. And so even in finance, which, you know, I wouldn't think of as being the hottest, you know, UX kind of field, like there's so many ways to incorporate it into anything that you do.
Very true. What advice do you have for incoming or newer students here at the iSchool?
Where do I start? There's so much to learn from my mistakes.
just kidding.
Okay, so advice for incoming new students. Embrace the sense of failure that you will have. I think it was really hard for me. I was really scared coming into this program, especially being a mid-career switcher. I was so nervous about, will my experience, you know, all go to waste? Will I be able to get a job in this field? Will I actually, you know, be successful? And like I said, it's so interdisciplinary that it's turned out that hasn't, you know, I'm not worried as much about that anymore. But when you come into something new, there's just like that constant like terror of like, am I good at this? Will I be good at this? And whenever you're learning something new, like, you're basically always going to be kind of failing because you don't know it yet. And that's something I think that Eric Nordquist has talked about is as you learn, you keep feeling like a failure because your bar keeps getting higher, because as soon as you learn something, like, the bar then raises, and so then you're still failing. So just learn to try to, like, embrace that, because if you don't feel like you're failing a little bit, you're probably not learning as much as you could. So just get used to that feeling. And then I think one thing that I'm really trying to do this year that I didn't last year was work with different people, try to get out of my comfort zone. Again, it's really easy to kind of come in and identify a couple of people that you know, work really well with and you're friends with. And so you can keep working with them and doing projects, but I'm making an effort this semester to work with new people that I haven't before, because A, I'll learn new things from them because everybody has their own experience that I can learn from. And then B, I won't get kind of typecast into the role that I've played in previous group projects. So whereas, you know, I've always kind of been the researcher before, this semester I want to work on my design skills a little bit more. So by working with a new group, I can kind of, it's a little easier to go in and not get stuck in that same role that kind of you've always played. So I think just branching out and trying to get to know as many people as possible. Besides the skills, obviously, that you learn in class, the major benefit of coming to a master's program is your network. And so just trying to work with as many people as you can and expanding your network, because that's what's going to help you get a job in the future, is through those connections. And so the more you can take advantage of that while you're in the program, the better off you're going to be once you leave the program. You're going to have a much stronger network.
Very true. Thank you so much, Dixie. Do you have anything else you want to talk about, or are you good to wrap up?
I have so much I can talk about. No, I think that's all.
All right.
I want to have the best episode. So if I need to say something else to have the best episode, I want the most number of listens. I'm very competitive.
Thank you so much for joining us, Dixie. You've given a lot of advice, and I'm sure our listeners are very appreciative of your point of view.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks again to Dixie for sitting down with us and for a wonderful conversation.
Once again, email us at iSchoolWeeklyUpdate@gmail.com if you'd like to talk to us about your experiences. We like talking to people, so don't be shy.
So, Rodrigo, any fun plans for the week?
You already know. We're going to go watch some Black Panther. You already knew that. Why are you asking me?
Because it makes for good podcast banter. And because Dixie will be there with us, and so, you know, tie in and all that jazz.
She was the guest and we're hanging out. I see what you mean now. Cool. Hope it's gonna be good. I'm really excited.
The iSchool Weekly Update is produced and hosted by Rodrigo Leal and me. Our correspondent for this week was Megan Pearson. Music for each show is written and performed by me. Artwork for our show was created by Rodrigo. Special thanks to Quinn Stewart, Sam Burns, our fellow coworkers here at the IT Lab, and of course, our guest for the week, the dynamite Dixie Hamilton. Each episode of the iSchool Weekly Update is produced at 1616 Guadalupe Street here at the IT Lab Studios. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and on the iSchool Info Portal. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, please email us at iSchoolWeeklyUpdate@gmail.com. As always, I'm Kate Golden.
And I'm Rodrigo Leal. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you up next week.